This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Julian Ng and joining me is Wong Xiaoning. In about half an hour, we'll be taking a look at recent changes in GLCs and GLIC leadership with Dr. Oh Ee Sun, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. And in the meantime, we're taking a look at internet speeds in Malaysia, and they are actually slowing down. In fact, we're running a poll on our Twitter account, how is your internet connection during the MCO? And we are seeing a big number of you guys saying, in fact, about 42% saying that the internet speeds are a little bit slower. And in fact, 28% saying a lot slower. So a good 70% of us are feeling that the internet is slowing down. This is probably because usage has gone up a lot. Microsoft recently revealed that its Teams software, which is designed for communication and collaboration, grew from 32 million to 44 million users between March 11 and March the 18th. And Slack, another popular work messaging platform, reported that it's seen a 40% increase in paid subscribers this quarter alone.
As a result, Ookla, a US-based company which does analysis of internet access performance, found that for Malaysia, we saw a sharp decrease in the average download speeds from March 16. So, of course, we want to find out, right, what, why and how, and is this problem manifesting itself here in Malaysia, as well as what can the telcos do about it?
And for more of this, we speak to Emmanuel Cook, partner at Bain & KL. Emmanuel, thanks for joining us. Has the demand for internet increased in Malaysia since COVID-19, and particularly since the movement control order?
Yeah, we've actually, similar to other markets across Southeast Asia and actually the world, we've seen an absolute surge in demand as consumers change their behaviors. So on the mobile networks, we actually see data traffic going up between 60 to 120%, which is absolutely massive. And we see a 15 to 25% increase in voice minutes. That's actually really interesting, as this hasn't been going down for years, but now in the crisis, it's going up through increased conference calls and, you know, increased need of people to talk to each other. On the fixed network side, it's a little bit less. So we see a growth of about 20 to 40% in terms of usage.
And are the telcos able to keep up with the increased usage? Is there an issue with their infrastructure at this point then?
Yes, it's a good question. It, you know, doubling the traffic in a very short period of time is not easy to handle. And in addition, the usage is actually in different places, as people are now staying at home versus being on the road or in the office. And peaks are also at different times of the day. And to be honest, we've seen other countries really struggle with that. So we've seen major outages in other countries, very significant degradation in services. But Malaysia has actually done very well. You know, we haven't seen any major outages. There's been a rapid increase in capacity. 400 million of additional investment was kind of quickly deployed by the operators to bring that capacity online. And so hence, customer experience hasn't really been significantly impacted.
And how were they able to do this? Were there existing infrastructure developments in place, or were they able to ramp up so quickly?
So it's a quick ramp of bringing on additional investment, but it's also reconfiguring some elements of the network to make sure that traffic flows through different areas to make sure that it can handle all the capacity. I'm sure that if you go to small areas, you might actually find, you know, here or there something that needs to be addressed. And the operators are trying to resolve those things as quickly as possible. But when we actually did our study of Malaysian customers, we actually saw that, in general, Malaysian customers are really happy at the moment with how their operators are performing. So, first of all, almost 80% of consumers actually feel that their operators have supported them through the crisis, which is incredible. And that's on the back of not only the good network that they've provided, but also, you know, some of the free offers that they've provided. So a free 1 gigabyte. So in total, they've given 600 million ringgit of free services. And on the back of that, almost 60% of customers are so happy that they say that they're less likely to switch in the future. So I would say overall, consumers in Malaysia are very happy with their operator at the moment and how they've handled the crisis.
Now, are other telcos in Southeast Asia facing similar issues?
Absolutely. So if you look at the amount of traffic increased, Malaysia is very similar to other markets. And if we look at other markets in Southeast Asia, you know, most have held up pretty decent. And in some places, we've seen some more congestion, not major outages, but a reduction in actually throughput speeds, sometimes up to 50%, which is something that we haven't seen in Malaysia.
And compared to our peers, what are some areas Malaysia is doing well in and areas which need improvements?
So I think what's well is that the ability to bring capacity quickly online by doing things themselves, by rerouting, etc., but also very quickly working together with other players in the industry. If you're a mobile operator, working together with some of the fiber players to kind of open up some capacity, that has worked very well at the moment. If you look at some of the other areas that operators have struggled with, maybe not on the network. So what we've seen is call centers. So call centers have seen a 20% increase in calls for support. And at the same time, most of the call centers needed to be closed because of the movement control order. And so most of these people had to work from home, which is not easy. Actually, because Malaysia has fairly good connectivity, for operators in Malaysia has gone quite well. In other countries that have outsourced call centers to areas where some of the telco infrastructure isn't that mature, they've seen very significant disruptions to their operations.
All right, thank you very much for joining us. And that was Emmanuel Cook, a partner at Bain, talking to us about actually how well Malaysia is doing to hold up the internet capacity and bandwidth here in Malaysia by doing some short-term ramping up as well.
Yeah, but I think for us who are working at home, right, we feel the difference partially because when we're in offices, right, we are very used to very super fast internet speeds. I mean, even at BFM, I notice the speed here is much faster than what I have at home because I'm basically having just a normal household package. I think the question is for some industries whether that's enough. So I know for some of my friends who are in, let's say, broking and trading, right, where they're used to placing their orders and time is of the essence, the slower speeds are actually a bit of an issue. But I guess if you're just doing the normal, checking in with your colleagues on Zoom and Google Hangouts, or even if you're sending documents over, it's a bit slower, you can live with it. But I guess it varies from industry to industry.
Well, you know that YouTube, Netflix, and all such services, of course, being very often used during this MCO, have all throttled down their service to cope with the surge in usage. For example, TM, which runs the country's largest broadband network, it has 2.2 million subscribers. They said that they're seeing more than 30% increase. So it's not surprising that such services, in order to maintain the quality level of the service, would have to throttle down a little bit.
Well, TM has said that they have got some good partnerships with the worldwide network of submarine cables and tech giants. So their point is that they have ample backhaul capacity, which can be upgraded to cater for any spikes in data usage of the industry and mobile users. Now, another player in this is, of course, Time.com. They, too, have seen an increase in usage during the MCO, especially in homes. So they've seen a 30% increase in usage for entertainment, communication, gaming apps and sites. So yeah, I've also noticed a lot of people going playing games online to kind of kill time.
Yep.
So yeah, I guess that's no surprise here in terms of usage increase.
And you know what's the effect of the MCO and people actually looking into more of the alternative online entertainment is the fact that households have slashed the spending by more than half. This is according to the research conducted by the Department of Statistics. Consumer spending has declined substantially since the MCO began. The average household spending is down 55%, and the average spending on consumption is estimated to have fallen by 48%.
Well, unsurprisingly, people focus on spending on essential goods like food and utilities. So purchases of food and non-alcoholic beverages increased by 27%, and it makes up now 44% of household spending as opposed to 18% before. So there's also been increase in expenses for education and communication as work and school have been moved online. Now, surprise, surprise, spending in other categories fell dramatically. So clothing and footwear purchases is down by 95%. Basically, if you're at home, I'm sure some people, you know, why would you bother to get dressed up? And also, it's a question of sentiment and how you feel, right? Because during this MCO, you just really want to focus on what's important.
Yeah, at 10 p.m. at night, I changed from my day pajamas to my night pajamas. So
is there a big difference, Julian?
Yes, you know, it's day and night difference between day and night. Online retailers are also slashing prices, and this wouldn't help the economic situation. New survey shows that Malaysians are too scared to spend.
Yeah, I think it'll take a while for consumption to recover, which is part of the issue or the fallout from this MCO, right? Because we all know there's going to be a change of behavior. I mean, like, for example, eating out. You might not want to eat out so much anymore. You might not even want to eat out. You might just take away or, you know, delivery services have become the way of life. You would expect the guy in green or pink to turn up on his motorbike to deliver you your meal. Even grocery shopping. I think we have become used to online shopping, you know, whether it's Lazada, Shopee, Tesco, Happy Fresh. Those will be the norm, even post-MCO. And I think what I want to say is amazing, I find Malaysians amazing, is that we are so enterprising. Because MCO started less than 3 weeks ago, and woe and behold, now there is so much B2C shopping available. You get all these farmers, chicken guys, egg guys, fish guys, reaching out to you directly via Facebook, WhatsApp, App, Instagram, selling their wares to you. So I just, you know, kudos to Malaysians in that way.
Yeah, this could be the new normal, actually. All right, we're heading into the 9:30 news. And after that, we'll look at recent changes in GLC and GLIC leaderships with Dr. O. E. Sun, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.